This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Graduates from Rocky Mountain College of Art and Design in Lakewood have the most federal student debt of any students in the state. That median debt burden is around $31,000 after graduation, according to the Denver Business Journal. Red Rocks Community College left graduates with the least federal debt in the state, around $9,500. CU Boulder and CSU in Fort Collins are both near the middle of the pack. Their graduates carry a median debt load of just over $20,000. The state health department is launching a new COVID-19 data dashboard. CPR reporter John Daly says it will now display data trends weekly rather than daily.
State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy says interpreting data for a seven-day period is more stable for the state's decision-making process than reacting to day-to-day changes that may not be indicative of larger trends. The move aligns with recent changes made by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and more than 35 other states' data visualizations. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The sudden death of House Minority Leader Hugh McKean has put a spotlight on the political division within the state GOP. CPR's Ben Berkland.
House Republicans have been very divided in recent years between lawmakers who, while they oppose a lot of what the Democratic majority is doing, they still want to get things done and work across the aisle when it's possible. Other Republicans, the more conservative faction of that party, sees the GOP's role as really digging in and opposing everything Democrats propose. McKean was in the get things done camp.
McKean fought off a no-confidence vote during his time as minority leader. He died over the weekend at 55 years old. This is CPR News and KRCC.